When it comes to creating success, there are a lot of common misconceptions about success, one of which is that most people are afraid of achieving something bigger than their current circumstance or situation. Now, what do I mean? I was recently speaking to a group, and one of the questions that was asked was, there are people that are depending on my success, and I'm having a hard time with the pressure of performing in order to meet that expectation. And here's what I want you to understand about this success. Now, this word success comes in a time where it's become a buzzword. It's been thrown around. And unfortunately, many people who pursue this so-called success look at other people's lives and they see somebody who's making a monetary achievement. They're into materialistic things. And instead of getting clear on what success looks like for them, they go and try to copy or emulate other people because of this flawed reality, this highlight reel. And if you're dealing with the pressures of performance because other people are waiting for you to show up, I'm going to give you five thoughts on success that may change the way you look at success, but more importantly, get you fired up and excited about achieving more than where you're currently at. And I want you to understand that success is not about you. And when I switched my mindset around this success principle, I began to, one, take the pressure off of my life and off of my shoulders, but also look at success in a different way. And it's simply this: when you chase significance and you achieve significance, success is the byproduct of the significance that you have in the lives of those you lead and those you love. So instead of saying, I'm going to go for this elusive target called success, I'm going to chase significance. Now, significance comes in many different forms, depending on the roles that you fulfill in life. Like for me, significance in the lives of my children are in the way of meaningful time spent providing, protecting, leading my family. And so the success realm in that role is a lot different than the success in my career as a naval officer, which means I'm going to promote, I'm going to lead more people, I'm going to make more money so that therefore I can provide for my family. And so success in these different roles is what you want to look at. But in order to achieve the success, you have to have significance. In fact, in order to make more money, you have to lead more people. You have to be have significance in the lives of those around you, because the bigger the problems you solve, the more people you lead, the bigger the paycheck. And then you look at your physical health. Success in your physical health is going to require you to put in a significant amount of time in what you consume, in what you put out in the gym or whatever it is that you do. And so when we look at success as a byproduct of significance, now we're able to make it a tangible, realistic thing, as opposed to this pie in the sky idea, right? That says, when I get the Lamborghini, when I make this amount of money, whenever I have this materialistic thing, because I've been broke and homeless and to now create a great living for myself. And the only thing that changed when it came to success is the relationships that I had in my life, the realistic expectations that I had in my life, and the raw truth of who I needed to become. So if you're struggling with that, let me give you five things that are going to help you kind of look at success from a different perspective. And success is your obligation. Success is your duty, especially if you have a family, especially if you have kids, especially if you're married, especially if you're leading people, especially if you have a position of influence. Now, point number one I want to give you is that when you become successful, when you break away from these limiting beliefs and this limiting things that are keeping you stuck in your circumstances or situation, you give hope to those who are just like you. You give them hope that they can do it too. It's not in the words you say. It's not the motivation or inspiration. It's the actions that you take, the results that you get that allow other people to say, man, if Anthony could do this, so can I. And your job when it comes to achieving success is in the form of results. And now somebody that comes behind you says, man, I was struggling with mindset. I was struggling with confidence. I was struggling in my character. And if I was there, or if I am here and so is he or she, then I can get to where he or she is now because they've paved the way. They went back and reflected on what it took to get here. Now they're sharing the principles and practices that lead to potential. And so you have to understand that success isn't about you. So number one, success allows you to give hope to other people, permission in the form of hope that they can do it too. Number two, you have to understand that in order to help people, in order to take care of people, you have to first take care of yourself. You can't take care of anybody until you're able to take care of you. You cannot give what you do not have. And the same thing goes in leadership. If I can't lead me, then I have no business leading you. And unfortunately, we live in a world today where most people will have this do as I say, not as I do mentality. And they're not leading by example. They're not living by example. Instead, they're a preacher instead of a practitioner. I want you to be both. I want you to be a practitioner, get a result, and then preach what it took to get there. Be realistic and tell them that if it was hard, it was hard. Nothing that I've ever done to get me to where I'm at was ever easy. And for me to sit here and tell you that it's simple and that you can do it too, yes, there's truth behind that, but there's also a responsibility for me to share with you the journey, the ups, the downs, the hardships, the adversity. And I want you to understand that until you're able to truly look at yourself in the mirror and lead yourself every single day, you can't go and lead other people with conviction. You can't do it unless you have some really, flawed integrity issues. Number three, you can't take people where you've never been. And this goes back to the last one. If I'm going to sit here and tell you about success, then damn it, I should have some kind of success in my life. I should have some proof of what I've accomplished. The problem with this is that most of us don't give ourselves credit for what we've done, what we've been through, where we're at. So never, discredit how far you've come, but don't discount how far you've yet to go. Your job is not to be a perfectionist. Your job is not to be perfect. Your job is to show the progression. But many of you will be stuck waiting for things to be right, waiting for the perfect time, waiting for the perfect opportunity, waiting until you have this crazy result. And I'll tell you, the more and more you achieve, the more and more it becomes unrealistic. Like, how does somebody go from having a 1.8 GPA, I'm talking about myself now, bouncing around, living on friends' couches, to working in the White House, to leading people, thousands of people around the world, to becoming a naval officer, to traveling to 20-something different countries, providing medical support, getting a medical, profession, a degree in nursing, and get two master's degrees, to be able to do all these things? How does somebody go from there to here? And your story, your journey is what you are sharing, not all the accomplishments, not all the awards, not all the recognition, but the real struggles and things that you've overcome. That's the magic. But many of you will walk around today ashamed, embarrassed, afraid of what people might think. You're afraid of the criticism, the judgment. You will be criticized and you will be judged, and that's okay. That's part of the game. That's how you know you're doing it right. And so I want you to understand that by you getting over your BS, you allow others to get through their BS, that belief system that's keeping them stuck. Because no matter where you're at right now, you've been in the position of self-doubt. You've been in the position of lacking confidence, lacking clarity, lacking the discipline and consistency in your life. Why? Because we're all human beings. Now, I've yet to meet somebody who's successful playing at a high level that has yet to fail. And so people know, they see the glory, but do they know the story? And so for you, your success doesn't come in the form of what I accomplished, how much money I make, the positions that I hold. It's in creating the significance around the struggle that you've overcome and the struggles that you go through. Because at different levels, there's different devils. And at different levels, there's going to be more struggles. You never really arrive. And so it's important that you understand that significance comes by sharing the story. And that's how I became a speaker. That's how I created a podcast. That's how I've created a following, because I become the person who's able to peel back the curtain and open and share the truth and share the reality of what is. But we have all these people that just share the highlight reel. They share the glory. They share, you know, the destination. But they don't share the hurdles that they had to overcome, the obstacles that were in the way. And so the fourth one is, when success allows you to stop proving people wrong and start proving yourself right. You see, what I found when it comes to achieving levels of success is that the people that once knew you, the old you, they try to remind you of who you are, where you come from. And while there's some validity in that, you cannot allow them to continue to speak into your life. It's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to let them go. It's okay to let your old self go, because who you were yesterday is not the same person you are today. Who you are today shouldn't be who you are becoming tomorrow. But we live our life trying to prove people wrong. I'm not that person. I can prove it. I'm not that. Stop telling them and start showing them through the results. And when you do this and you let go of that attachment of, you know, other people's thoughts or ideas or what they say about you, then you're able to prove yourself right on who you're becoming. Because when you create a vision for your life, you can't just write it down. You got to take action and make it a reality. But every day that we sit here and try to prove people wrong, we are proving ourselves wrong instead of proving ourselves right. Because I want to be this person. I have this vision of the person that I'm becoming. But if I'm so focused on these people back here, I lose sight of what's in front of me. I lose sight of who I'm becoming. And then I'm reminded of who I am not. And now that thought, that vision, that purpose, that potential that lies inside of us, we stop proving it right. That yes, I can do this. Yes, I can become more. Yes, I can achieve more. Yes, I can overcome my past and stop allowing it to predict my future. So stop trying to prove people wrong. Stop trying to tell them who you are not. Instead, show them through your core values and the virtues that you live every single day. And when you do this and you dial in your discipline, then you prove yourself right. You prove yourself to yourself that you are becoming this person. And you will fall. You will stumble. You will, you know, come up short. You will fail, but that's okay. That's part of the process. Because now those tests that life gives you becomes a testimony whenever you're talking to people, whenever you're leading people. You know, my kids right now at their age, they're playing sports and they're involved in different activities, and they fell left and right. And I'm so grateful for the journey that got me to where I'm at today, because I'm able to share with them. I'm able to guide them and tell them stories of how I was in their shoes and how I struggled and the things that I went through. And it allows them to see that it's okay, that it's all good, that you're going to be okay. And so you're building proof every single day. That proof builds belief, and your belief drives your behavior. The last one is, whenever you achieve success and you strive for significance, your results call BS on other people's excuses. How many people do you know in your life right now that say something along the lines like this? Must be nice. Lucky you. And I'll tell you that there's a lot of people out there that don't want you to become successful. They don't want you to achieve, because then that requires change. And people don't want you to change. And it's not because you're a bad person or that they hate you or that they're a bad person. It's because they don't want to see you outgrow them. They don't want you to change. They know you and they like you for the person that you once were, because it makes them comfortable. Anytime that you achieve something and you continue to strive, it makes other people uncomfortable, because it calls BS on their excuses. That little voice inside their head that tells them why they can't, why they didn't, why they shouldn't. And that's not your problem. That's their problem. And so your results will cause BS on other people's excuses. And that's okay, because if they're not willing to grow and learn and come along with you on the journey, then they got to get left behind. And it's not your responsibility to try to explain to them why. Your job is not to prove them wrong. Your job is to continue to grow, to continue to lead, to continue to chase significance. And eventually they'll come back around. They'll be the people that ask you for help. They'll be the ones that tell you, I believed in you all along. And You have to understand that at the end of the day, when it comes to success, it's grounded in the results that you have in your life. And if you're going to be helping people, which everybody should make themselves of service to others, I think that that's the true meaning of being a human being, is to grow into this person who's worthy of service. It's not helping yourself, it's helping others. The more money you make, the more money you can give back. The more position and titles that you achieve, the more you're able to help other people through your leadership and your impact and your influence. And then the income will happen. But every day we have an opportunity to have an impact and influence in other people's lives. My question for you is, how many times have you neglected that opportunity? How many times have you played small out of fear of what others might think? And I'll tell you that that paralyzed me for a long time. You know, I just started helping out coaching my kids' baseball team. And I've never played baseball before. I didn't grow up playing baseball. We didn't have the money to play sports. And I had this self-doubt that was like, who do you think you are? Like, you have nothing. You don't even know anything about baseball. And I thought, okay, well, that's true. But what I do have is the ability to connect with the kids, to lead. I'm a great leader. I'm a great influencer. Like, I can go and reach these hearts, these young men, and help them build the courage and the discipline and the motivation to get out there and play their best. And so what gifts have you been given that you have yet to share with the world because of that limiting belief, because of your own BS? And when you get results, that calls BS on your excuses. That calls BS on other people's excuses. But not only that, the ones that are supposed to be in your life, it gives them hope that they can do it too. And so I want you to take inventory of your life and ask yourself, where has my perception of success, where has it been flawed? Where have I been chasing this elusive thing called success? And where do you need to just start looking at significance? Where do you need to start becoming more intentional with how you show up for other people? And this is something that is going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to zap your energy. But at the end of the day, you will find yourself in a position where more opportunities, more success lands in your lap. And more people are going to say, lucky you. Well, we all know that luck is not a thing. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And so every day we're preparing the field. Every day we're preparing the soil to plant seeds. And one day, if you're consistent, you will bear fruit. That's just the way it works. So the more good that you do in the world, the more good will come back to you in the future. It will come back to you tenfold. That return on that investment of people will return that so-called thing called success.